Now the news cycle, it is dull, it is dreary, it can be downright depressing. So every week we like to take a look at some of the good news from the week that was. Our wonderful producers are in the studio, Marlene and Ryan. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, morning. So what good news, what happened this week that we can smile about?
Well, this is a really good story for about positive aging, I guess. A 60-year-old Sydney woman will be the oldest one strutting her stuff down the catwalk at New York Fashion Week.
Yay!
What a star.
That is so cool.
Robbie Kenner is her name, and she says it's one up for the oldies and one up for Australia.
I love her. Okay, cool.
She's in the Sunday paper today, The Telegraph, and she has said that age is a state of mind rather than a life-defining feature.
Mm.
She's been modelling since she was 16.
Oh, wow.
And she's also been named Miss World last year.
I'm Googling her as we speak. She's beautiful.
Yeah, she definitely doesn't look 60.
Oh, no. Wow.
Perfect skin.
She's looked after her skin very well.
You know,
she's beautiful. She's lovely. What a dignified woman as well. This is great. Okay, so she's walking the catwalk in Fashion Week.
She's representing Australia there, And she says she's got no plans to retire.
Good on her.
And she says, you know, bring life on, which is fantastic.
That's wonderful.
Very positive.
What a sweetheart.
Yeah.
She looks like a great model too. She looks like she'd be very good at what she does.
She does. And she's sort of overcome the odds as well, because I guess what's given her a zest for life. In the story, it mentioned she had a son who did pass away quite young with cancer or something. And it's sort of just emboldened her to keep going. And
what a beautiful story.
Yeah.
What a beautiful story. Okay, what else has happened that we can smile about?
Okay, so in the Tropfest, we've got a really cool finalist. We have a finalist that is representing the diversity of our community on the screen. So the film that has made the finals, one of the 16 finalists, is the Roller Coaster Theatre Company's Comic-Cant.
Uh-huh.
And every actor and actress cast in the film has a disability.
Wow.
Fantastic.
That's awesome.
Which is really great because people want that diversity on screen.
Absolutely.
And the lead actor said, you know, he's been acting, but he's never got the lead role.
That's fantastic. There was a really interesting conversation, actually, over the last few weeks about a film that's being released with Bryan Cranston and Jamie Foxx.
Mm.
Oh, no, Kevin Hart, sorry.
Oh, the remake of The Untouchables.
Of The Untouchables, yeah. And how they should have cast someone who is a wheelchair user rather than Bryan Cranston, because
I agree with that
100%.
Because an actor who does use a wheelchair was commenting and saying, look, Bryan Cranston can play both roles for people who are able-bodied and in a wheelchair, but I can only play roles for people who are in a wheelchair.
You can't play a man running a marathon.
No.
So it's not really fair.
Exactly. So I love about the diversity and inclusion in casting of this film. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
God, Dropfest is just great, isn't it?
It's going to be, hang on.
It's next week in Parramatta, I think.
Oh,
Parramatta Park.
It's a fantastic event. I went for the past 2 years and
have
I loved
you?
It.
Parramatta is a great venue. Parramatta is a great venue for
Take
it.
Water if you're going.
Feb 9th, Parramatta
next
Park
week.
Yeah. Sydney.
1 till 3.
Eric
I really
Benner's,
go.
Eric Benner's the guest judge.
Oh, is he this year?
Yeah.
Oh, fun.
Or chief judge, I think. Yeah.
That's fun. It's always a really good evening.
It's great for Western Sydney. I remember when they moved it out there, they said they were a bit worried that the city crowd wouldn't go out there because maybe they're a bit snobby or whatever. But it's still been well supported and it's fantastic.
It's one where they're like, build it and the people will come. And they did.
Well,
they did.
Parramatta Park's great for concerts and
fabulous
venue.
Fabulous event. I liked the one a couple years ago, Pineapple, I think it was called. Oh, the mother situation, that's what it was called.
With the change rooms?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's what the one that it was. It was, that was a really good. There's always been some good ones. There's always some really interesting different bits and pieces.
I hope the one with that you mentioned does really well.
Comic-Con.
It's cute. It's got like, it's obviously like based on Comic-Con.
Yeah.
It's
called Comic-Cant. That's right.
Yes, that's right. But it's loosely based off a true story of the two actors.
Oh, I can't wait to see it.
True stories are the best.
I can't wait to see it. All right, we got one last story for this morning.
Yeah, this is about a bus driver who you would really want to be driving your bus because the engine caught on fire when taking some school kids home in Florida.
Wow.
Yeah, 16 last week, 16 kids she was taking home. And the engine, just caught on fire. The bus went up in flames. I've seen some of the pictures online of it. And then you look at it and go, God, it is quite a miracle that people got out so quickly.
Wow.
And witnesses say the sight of it was unbelievable.
Yeah.
This bus driver on her own, 16 kids, which is a lot of kids that probably were panicking.
Yeah.
Managed to get them all off following evacuation procedures. No injuries, no nothing, what no treatment
amazing
required.
Human. Bus drivers are really incredible people, though.
Yeah.
Like, they truly are. They do a lot in those emergency situations that just really are unbelievable things.
Makes you sort of think about the duty of care. Like, they're so,
especially
the welfare
with kids.
Of those kids is so paramount, and they often get them to and from school so safely.
Yeah. When you're trusting your kids with a person, it's a big responsibility.
And that ratio, like 1 to 16. And 16, isn't much for a school bus either.
No.
Obviously, it's an amazing effort, but having a bus driver to take care of so many people.
Yeah.
And
it's
everyone
insane.
Always turns to them if something goes wrong.
Absolutely.
And I don't want to sort of make it about gender, but I think what interested me about this was the fact that you, in rescue stories, you often have this narrative of a man being the rescuer or the authority that comes in. But in this case, it's a strong woman who just did it on her own.
And took care of all those kids. Good on her. I used to love my bus driver when I was a kid. When I was in primary school, our bus driver used to bring us Easter eggs at Easter and like chocolates at Christmas and knew all of our names. And
did he or she slam on the brakes when kids were playing up or anything?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
It wasn't a slam of the brakes because that would be dangerous. It was a gradual, you could tell.
Yeah, we had the
and a glare in the mirror.
No. The bus would get pulled over at a stop, whoever would get off, and then we'd get a dressing gown. We would get yelled at and like, you kids will sit there and you will behave or you will not be allowed back on this bus tomorrow and you will walk home. And then we'd all, oh no, and sit there very quietly in our seats and behave. And someone would be swinging on the rails or something and be like, you will not, I will tell your parents.
Oh my gosh.
Wow, they are three great stories. I love them all.
Can you imagine if a bus driver did that to a group of adults? I know. The public bus pulls it over and be like, you know what? You guys need to behave.
Yeah. Or I'll call your parents.
Yeah, if it was like on a drunk bus or something everyone on it was
one of those
intoxicated.
Party buses. Yeah. And it's like, right, you all sit down, put your hands, sit on your hands. I don't want to see them.
Yeah. I reckon the best way to calm them down would be just get a water pistol or something and stop the vehicle, turn around,
you
close
start
them
a
down.
Feud that way.
Yeah.
You could.
It's just. Crazy times. Crazy, crazy. Oh, dear. Remind me never to tick either of you off if you're driving a bus. Oh,
that's why we don't. We just.
Oh, dear. Thank you very much for joining us this morning.